Well, good afternoon, everybody, and let's start with track and field and cross country. Middle Tennessee's time at the NCAA East first round came to a close with quarterfinal appearances from all five Middle Tennessee student-athletes. In the 800 meters, McDonald, Sungok, and Privilege Chikara both reached the quarterfinals. Sungok set a new personal best in the event with a time of 147 flat, which also stands as the top mark among Blue Raiders this season. In the 3,000-meter steeplechase, Alan Kiplagat and Carmelo Cannizzaro each made a push to the quarterfinals. Kiplagat finished 15th, while Cannizzaro placed 18th after strong efforts from both runners. Sprinter John Sherman was the only Blue Raider to compete in the sprints at the NCAA first round after a standout season in which he posted times that ranked among the top 50 nationally. The sophomore advanced to the quarterfinals in the 100 meters. He narrowly missed qualifying for the semifinals with a time of 10.15 seconds, just 0.02 short of the final qualifying spot. Although none of the Blue Raiders advanced to the NCAA championships, their performances in Jacksonville reflected a season of growth, resilience, and strong representation on the national stage. With several athletes set to return, future remains bright for Blue Raider track and field. All right, men's tennis, and head coach Jimmy Borndame hosted their pickleball social yesterday evening at the MTSU Outdoor Tennis Complex. The event attracted 92 participants, bringing the Murfreesboro community together and helping raise money for the men's tennis program. Among those in attendance, Mayor Shane McFarland, his wife Ashley, John Jones, and former MTSU standout Chris Edge. In addition to participating in the event, Ashley McFarland and John Jones served as the title sponsors through their respective companies, Ashley McFarland Athletics and John Jones Real Estate. Coach Borndame expressed his appreciation to the community for their support in making the event a success. There's a full photo gallery on GoBlueRaiders.com. Football game times and television outlets have been put out to the public for all games but one. The Blue Raiders will open up at home against Austin Peay, 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus, August 30th. It'll be a 3 o'clock game at Wisconsin on September 6th, September 13th at Nevada. That's the one game, no time. Kickoff time, no television outlet has been announced yet. Homecoming on September 20th against Marshall, 6 o'clock kickoff. That'll be an ESPN platform game. September 27th, Conference USA opener at Kennesaw will be a 5 o'clock kick on an ESPN platform. Then you come to the three October midweek games. All are on Wednesdays. All are at 6:30. All are on ESPN2. October 8th against against Missouri State. October 22nd against Delaware on the road. And October 29th home against Jacksonville State. Then in November on the 8th, the Blue Raiders will back at home. And that will be a 2 o'clock game. November 15th at Western Kentucky, 2:30. These are all ESPN platform games in November. Sam Houston, home game on November 22nd, 2 o'clock, and will round out the scheduled November 29th, Thanksgiving weekend at New Mexico State, also an ESPN platform game. All right, that's it for this Monday. Stick with us. Time to go out and see if we can find that zebra. Listen in. You'll find out when it happens here on the Big G. WGNS.